from So You Think You Can Dance, Bridget Whitman and Teddy Coffey. Thank you so much for joining us. It's an honor to have you. I know you guys are going to be here in Phoenix for the So You Think You Can Dance tour. Mm-hmm. When is that?
It's actually tomorrow. At 7:30 at the
Co-America
Theater.
Oh, wow. Nice. Wow, that's excellent.
Wow. Okay, so I'm sure that tickets are still available. So go to
Co-America Theater.
Co-America Theater,
yep.
The box office, Ticketmaster, I'm sure, as well.
And so is this going to be like a competition or just a dance routine? How does that work?
This is actually more of a performance. So we take all the dances from the shows, and we perform them.
Oh, that's sort of cool. You know, I'm not a dancer at all, and I envy.
Thank goodness.
I know. And
really,
I,
you're not a dancer?
I love to watch different dances, and I really admire those who can dance well. And both of you, just same question: is when did you find your passion to be a dancer?
This is Teddy. I think my whole life I've wanted to be around music, but it was when I turned 8 years old that I started taking tap and hip hop classes with my aunt Cindy. And I think right off the bat, when I was 8, I decided that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Oh. Bridget, how about you?
When I was younger, my mom and dad kind of put me in everything. I was in t-ball and gymnastics and dance. And I think it was around age 6, and I was finally like, I just want to dance.
Let me ask you a question. My cousin used to dance professionally. Ever heard of Jeff Kutash? It might be before your time, but he is evidently a pretty well-known dance group, Jeff Kutash and the Dancing Machine, and they dance at the Academy Awards and they Dean Martin, Las Vegas, and so on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I had a bit of watching her, and at all these weddings I used to go to in the family, they always had the big request to go out and dance, and just fascinating. Is there one type of dance that both of you like other than certain? I'm sure there's different dances and different styles. Is there one style that you like?
This is Teddy. I like tap and hip hop.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I like more of a contemporary or like fun jazz kind of dance, like pop.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
And this is Trisha. That's one of the things that I really like about So You Think You Can Dance is that it takes, though, the dancers out of their specialty area and really makes them expand their horizons because, to go from being a lyrical dancer or a contemporary dancer and putting them into a hip hop or a ballroom or something like that, it's like, woo.
Yeah.
What did you find was your most challenging dance to do for each of you?
For me, it was definitely the hip hop. I haven't taken hip hop class since I was like 10. And then they kind of just like, that was my first routine I had to do was hip hop. So I was just like really freaked out about it.
My most difficult routine I had to learn was my salsa.
Oh. Okay. You, I'm sure you both know how to twerk though, right?
Actually, I don't.
Yeah.
I keep telling him that's not that big of a dance move in the dance community.
Oh. No, really not.
That's like a party joke, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, come on. All right. Well, I know, forgive me for not remembering and having my notes in front of me, but Bridget, Teddy, one of you have roots here in Arizona, right?
Yes, it's me. I actually grew up in the Tempe, Phoenix area.
Oh, exciting. And when did you leave?
When I was 18, I now go to school in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow, so. Philly. So you're going to have a lot of family tomorrow as you perform at Co-America?
Yes, I'm really excited to see everyone. All my friends and family and dance studio is going to be there, so I can't wait.
Nice. Oh,
yeah, excellent, excellent. And so now, So You Think You Can Dance, this was very exciting. I forget, what season was this past one? It was in several seasons now, right?
It's at least 11.
Yes.
11, okay, all right. Well, and so tell us a little bit about your journey. I mean, was it, because any of these reality shows, these competition programs, they're, it can be very emotional and, I mean, just like, just tell us about that experience. So the emotional experience of being on So You Think You Can Dance.
I think it's one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life, but it's also one of the best things I've done in my life. Because the whole time you're dancing, you're doing what you love, but, like, again, you're out of your comfort zone, and the hours that you rehearse, it's a lot. It's a lot on your mind and on your body.
Yeah. You go through a lot of emotions each week, each day, each hour. It's crazy how much you, like, we look back on it and we're like, we did that?
Yeah.
Wow. And it was really one of the best experiences of my life so far, but definitely one of the hardest.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Are you guys familiar with Culture Shock?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my son danced with Culture Shock San Diego, and he actually got a golden ticket for one of the, I think it was season 3 of So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh.
But then, yeah, I shouldn't say unfortunately, because very fortunately, many other things came through in his life, and so, but he ended up not making it past the golden ticket stage. But anyway, the amount of energy and the workout that your body gets, regardless of the style you do, a lot of times people think, oh, those lyrical dancers or you know, that's not that much of a workout, but it really is. Just like ballet, every aspect, you know, uses it. But the emotional, the physical, all of that put together, what would you say when you look back at it now, would you say it was all worth it?
Absolutely. I had the time of my life.
Yeah, meeting these 19 dancers was the best thing to happen.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this, Bridget and Teddy, and Bridget, you can go first on this one, is how important is it to have a talented dance partner? Can you tell the difference not only in the talent of a partner on how they dance, but even the style, even if you have two different styles or two different, you know, I guess their own personal style, even if they're both excellent, can you tell and are you comfortable with a certain type of partner versus some other partner?
I think that, like, getting a partner is kind of like you have to trust each other. So it doesn't necessarily on the talent, based on the talent. I think a lot of it has to do with the perseverance they have, the drive they have. So it's really important to get a partner that, like, wants to perfect it, even if they're not good at it.
Interesting. And, okay.
Yeah. I think, and honestly, I think a lot of the top 20 had those qualities of, okay, I'm not very good at this style, but I'm going to perfect it. Like, I had a hip-hop dancer as a partner, and I'm a contemporary dancer. Emilio's never been trained in anything else but hip-hop and, like, taekwondo. So when we got, like, contemporary or ballroom, it got really intense, and I was helping him, and then he was helping me with hip-hop because I had never done hip-hop before. So it's kind of almost good. It's like opposites attract because you're able to help each other in the different styles.
And Teddy, how about you?
Yeah, I think it's important to have a partner that you balance out and that you can communicate with openly, you know, like talk to each other and work things out and just help each other in our weaknesses and in our strengths.
Sounds like a marriage.
Yeah, it kind of is. It was
like a relationship. Like, we would fight, cry.
There's highs and lows with everything.
Well, and in the dance community, at least what I've seen, you know, from my son's experience with Culture Shock and his dance friends, and it's like the bonds are like family bonds. I mean, it's really a tight, close relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. We're all really close, especially on the show, of course, and then on tour even more because we
have more time off.
Yeah, we're always spending time together. We're on a bus together all the time. Like, so we're really close. I mean, we love each other like family.
Oh. Now on the topic of dance partners and everything, you know, I go out to these events and bar crawls and stuff like that, and they're always dancing, and I you know, Bridget, I'm curious, as a dancer, because I go out and I find that the hottest women are the, you know, women who know how to dance, and they really know how to dance. So I'm going out there and I'm trying to impress women who know how to dance because they are the hottest, and I'm doing, you know, we've established that I'm twerking and I'm doing the hand jive and the YMCA. What kind of style of dance do I need to learn to impress these women who actually really know how to dance?
I would say some classic ballroom, some cha-cha and salsa.
Okay.
I mean, once you get the rhythm, you have the rhythm.
Wait, I have the same question, but I'm married.
And I tried to get that man to dance with me on our wedding day. He only did the first dance, and that was it.
But you know what I really want to learn is the East Coast swing. You think it's possible for me?
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah. Not the tough one, though.
I know. I had but it looks so cool, right, when people do that? It's really cool looking.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's
I'm going to do it tonight.
Well, on our,
I'm going.
On our cruise, we did do, there was like the Dancing with the Stars thing, and he did go out, and we learned the cha-cha, and he tried, and he did very well.
Then I was thrown overboard.
I just keep telling him baby steps, baby steps. And that's what I keep trying to tell, you know, to Joseph, is you don't need to do these over-the-top things. Just get comfortable with your groove, and you put that out there on the dance floor, and that's what's going to be attractive.
I know,
the
Cupid Shuffle.
The hottest
guys
know how to dance.
There's also confidence, too, I think.
Yeah,
that's a very good point.
Yeah, you have to, you know, you can't go get out on the dance floor and not have confidence, because then you're just looking silly.
I don't have confidence when it comes to dancing.
Well, then,
you're
just,
I look
you're
silly.
Always looking silly.
That's not what you're doing. Yep.
Yeah, well, I have a listener question before you. Someone wanted to know, and you guys probably don't know this, but they're a really big fan of So You Think You Can Dance. They wanted to know if you had any idea if DVDs or anything was going to be available of the show.
I think the live show, I don't think so, but I think of, like, as far as the season, I've seen a DVD out there. I don't know where they got it from.
Okay, so I saw a DVD, too, and then I reached out to a fan because she said she got it for Christmas. And she said a woman in Russia sold her the DVD.
She makes
copies of seasons.
Okay.
A woman in Russia?
Well, yeah. When I go down to South America, to Peru, there's an entire marketplace that's all, like, you can tell them whatever the name of the show is.
I only thought you can buy women in Russia, not DVDs.
No, unfortunately, which is really kind of sad, because there's no royalties coming to the people that are working hard for it.
Which is why they should put out official DVDs of these shows, because, and again, So You Think You Can Dance has got a huge fan base.
Right, but you have to remember, you've got to deal with all these choreographers. I mean, Nappy Tabs and Mia.
Yeah.
And, I mean, everybody. You've got the choreographers. You've got all the music.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and hey, some of these are you know, award-winning performances, but, you know, I don't know. It would be tough, I think. I think eventually, down the line, they probably will. But, you know, if I say Twitch, how many people remember him? You know, I mean, it's like their names become household.
I thought it
names.
Was a medical condition. No. All right.
But now, okay, so
a delayed laugh. I got a laugh. Though.
That was, honey, that was a sympathy laugh.
Oh, great.
That's kind of like the golf clap. It's okay. Oh. Yeah. So I know all of us are totally, you know, hyped for halftime and all excited to be able to see everything with the Super Bowl. But you guys are here. Tickets are still available. Comerica Theater. And you know, we want to get all of our listeners out there, all your fans, to really support. What? How many? Is this the first city that you've been in? I have been kind of out of the loop lately.
Oh, no. This is actually going to be our 63rd city.
Wow.
Oh, my.
So is the tour wrapping up, or how many cities are you going to be at?
We have about 18 left. So it's about to wrap up.
So you guys have really perfected it now.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Wow.
Cool.
Oh,
well,
nice.
Good. Well, we're excited. We're excited for it. And who knows? Maybe I'll get my husband to take me out there tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, or tomorrow. Excuse me. Well, see, you have to remember, I've been up all night.
Yes.
So tomorrow is going to be tonight.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
yes.
There you go.
Well, everyone needs to go to a Comerica Theater. Go to Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets to see So You Think You Can Dance live. Tomorrow night, get on there right now. I'm sure that they're going to, you know, who knows if there's even any left, but try it today. And we want to thank you so much for joining us, Teddy Coffey and Bridget Whitman. Thank you so much for taking the time and, you know, have a blast. Break a leg. Or no.
Yes.
No,
that's
no.
What you have to say. Break a leg because
okay.
It's the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.